99% of people say that family is the most important thing in their life. Yet, building a harmonious family can be a challenge to many of us. So many questions we have no answers to. In this podcast, I, Nevena Bajalac, Dubai's number one harmonious family expert and coach, author and speaker, interview parents around the globe so you can hear the real stories, experiences and struggles parents face. Every guest will share with us a unique discovery about parenting, something that nobody told them about. And I will also share with all of you unique tools, strategies that you can use to enjoy parenting more and building that harmonious family you have dreamed about. Hi everyone, and welcome to the new episode of Building a Harmonious Family with Nevena Bajalac. And today we have a special guest coming to us from Canada, all the way from Canada. Morning in Canada, it's evening here in the UAE. And my guest today is an abundant mindset coach. She supports entrepreneurs. She's all about woman empowerment, and she's going to share her personal story because she's a mother and she's co-parenting. She's been through divorce. She's in her 20s, still very successful young lady and a beautiful lady inside and out. Her name is Tanika Francis, and I want to welcome Tanika here to this show. Hi, Tanika.
Hi, Nevena. Thank you for having me. I so appreciate your intro. This is awesome. Thank you.
I appreciate you being here tonight. You have so much to share, and I know we can talk forever, but I would like to start with you just introduce, telling us a little bit more about yourself, what you're passionate about, how you help people, and a little bit more about yourself becoming a mother. You were in early 20s when you became a mother, and how was that experience for you? So just share your journey a little bit with us.
Yes, of course. So this is a little different from my typical conversations, but because we're talking about personal life and, you know, I'm really comfortable with that, especially with speaking with you, Nevena, because you create such a warm and welcoming space, you know, that I'm able to really open up and speak on this. So yeah, I was 19, so a really young age when I met my child's father. And so actually we didn't marry, which is really uncommon. It's more common in the Western world, like in the, you know, the, I guess you say the American hemisphere of the planet. Yes. Because I know you're also on the other side and then, you know, different, you know, there's different like upbringings and traditions and you know, just formal like cultural customs that we're used to. Right. So never actually married, but have been with you know, my partner for almost 5 years. And so, you know, for us, you know, just being able to live together, especially at so young, you know, we always think that when we're 19 and 20 and like, you know, getting into our 20s in the first, you know, years of our 20s, we think that we're so grown and so mature and, you know, we're adults and, you know, we could take on the world. So that was kind of like my demeanor. And so, we kind of complemented each other because he was in trades and I was in corporate. And so we were doing, you know, completely different things in business and in, you know, our professional lives. But we connected very, very well. And so, you know, toward the end of our relationship, you know, I really sat myself down because I started to feel, what's that word? And maybe I haven't really spoke too much about this out loud to really understand what the emotions were that I was feeling, but I could feel a little sense of like loneliness or isolation in my relationship. And I was like, maybe I should take a look at this a little bit more and really define why I'm feeling this way in a relationship, because I shouldn't feel at all lonely in a relationship. I should feel supported. I should feel like I'm being heard. And not that I wasn't being heard. It was just, it could have just been an energy shift. And I think there was a heavy imbalance that was going on in our relationship that someone else actually had to point out to me. And I did, because I didn't understand why I was feeling, you know, burnt out and, you know, overwhelmed and just, you know, uncertain about our future together and then our future as a family. And I know this is a long answer. However, you know, when you're starting out really young and into a relationship that you're not really, that you're not really experienced in, because of course that was my first ever like long-term relationship. You know, you start to learn so much more about yourself that you didn't think that you would learn. And not only had I learned a lot about him, but I also learned a lot about myself, and really wish that I, you know, took the more time for myself to really understand what I really wanted in a relationship. And so it was nothing toxic or nothing, you know, abusive. Thankfully, like, I knock on wood that, you know, no one that's listening is going through this domestic violence, because it's really common. It's more common than we all think. But it's really important that you really decide what it is that you want and what love looks like to you and how you're going to define that. And that will be really the foundation of where you go in life, in any direction, right? In every aspect of your life, and in health and physical environment and mental health and spiritual health, you know, finances and all those things.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. First of all, I mean, you know, in podcasts like this, it's very personal to share about family and parenting, and especially a topic that, you know, sometimes we're afraid we will be judged and what people will say and think. But I love that you stood up for yourself and you said, start with making a decision and knowing what you actually want. And I think it's very important in relationship can last. But I heard this, I was watching this speech, and they said that in a relationship, we are like two dots. And if two dots are moving constantly together ahead, then they will forever be able to walk parallel to one another, and they can go for eternity, right? It's going to constantly become aligned when two dots are moving. But if one of the dots are interfering with another, if we are not moving forward together, if we're not growing together, then this ends the relationship. So I really love, I know a lot of people will just listen to this as an audio, but imagine those two dots moving. And I think something that she said is, you know, growing up and changing through life, sometimes you simply don't change together with that person or don't want to go in the same direction. And there is nothing wrong with that. And I think that gives the relief to a lot of people listening as well, that, you know, it's okay, right?
Oh yes, totally. It's okay to make mistakes, you know, and it makes life a little bit better if you do make very particular choices with who you surround yourself with, right? Like, I cannot stress that enough. I know that certain, you know, families and, you know, individuals are not blessed with very supportive family members or parents or friends. But you know, you still have some control with who is in your physical environment, who you invite into your space, even though when you're younger, it's kind of like a given where you cannot really do too much. But as you're growing up and you are getting into adulthood, it's inevitable to, sorry about that. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really important to know that you do have control over your physical environment, your relationships, and how you welcome positivity back into your life if you had a negative experience prior to.
Yeah. So how was this? You made a decision that you want to end, obviously, this relationship in that romantic way, let's say. And how was it now having your girl, your daughter? What were some fears, some thoughts that you had? Because it's not easy when it's just two people kind of, okay, it's just that relationship. But now you're both parents to your daughter. So how was it for you to actually, you know, go through that process? And what helped you, you know, heal in a way and move forward faster?
Yeah, of course. And so I want to stress again, the physical environment and just the people that I really cherish to have around me. You know, my mom and I, we didn't always have a great relationship when I was growing up, when I was in high school. But as, you know, I matured and I got into college and, you know, I, you know, was able to live out and really just get a sense of like what life was about without, you know, being under her roof. And, you know, again, obviously having the child, you know, our bond has grown even stronger now. And so the decision, when I came to a decision, I feel like, you know, I was already speaking to my ex-partner for a while. I feel like it was at least 6 months where we were kind of just talking about the future and what was, you know, what was to hold and what was next, right? And I was actually on maternity leave at the time. And so you know, we had to make some really quick decisions because we were, you know, we were in debt. So, you know, during the whole maternity leave, it's 12 months that we're into maternity leave here in Canada. And so I wasn't able to take the full maternity leave, which I understood. I was okay with it because I was already in the corporate space anyway. And so I decided that maybe at the 10 month mark that I would go back to work, and that's what I did. And so with that said, it was really difficult because I was actually in a point where, you know, I was living in one city and my daughter's daycare was in Brampton, like another city, and then work was in another city. So I was literally like making drives all throughout the entire GTA, like the general city area, but still like at least maybe an hour a day, 2 hours in traffic, just working and picking up my baby and doing all of the things. And so that's where the imbalance came from, right? Like just overexuding, you know, burning out because I had to go to work, make sure that my daughter was okay, that, you know, she was packed, her lunches were packed in the morning, you know, just day to day, even like household chores and activities, like those things were, it took a toll on me. You know, and that was just the circumstances that I had to work with at the time. And, you know, family was there, but I also didn't want to burden them. So I know that when we come to, you know, a certain time in our relationships where, you know, we're intimate with a partner and, you know, we don't want to burden other people of, you know, of our, you know, potential downfalls or mistakes. And, you know, again, it's like what you said, Navenna, like, we may feel bad and we feel like we cannot say anything because we will be judged. And it's really important that you don't judge yourself because, you know, I would only not share my personal, you know, experiences with you, Navenna, if I had placed that, you know, really toxic judgment onto myself. So with me actually accepting myself and accepting my growth and accepting, you know, all of the mistakes that I made, you know, it just became evident to me that I had to accept myself, accept my failures and move forward with what it is that I really, really wanted to do and how I wanted to live. So, and this is really how I wanted to feel too. So, I know it's a lot to unpack here, but there is a lot of emotions when you are in a relationship, you know, and there's a lot of emotions that may be foreign to you and may be scary to you. And it's really a human moment. It's really a human experience when you're in a relationship with someone else and you're sharing your life with that person. So, yeah, I think that like what you mentioned again, sorry, Navenna, just to recap what you were mentioning about the growing together. And then, you know, if someone's stagnant in their growth, you cannot pass judgment onto them. You just have to accept them for who they are and where they are in their path, right? And so if you are, you know, progressing forward, it doesn't make you any more than, and it doesn't make them less than. It just makes you, you know, it just makes you want to appreciate where you're at and appreciate where they're at and just trust that they're doing their best. And, you know, so we co-parent now and it's actually quite amazing. I again, am really grateful that I did not incur any, you know, physical, mental, emotional abuse. It was just that we were on different paths. And right now, again, our baby is really, she's five, her name is Chloe, and she's doing amazing right now. And so I couldn't ask for a better outcome.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing. So you are helping empowering women. You talk about abundant mindset, you're helping entrepreneurs. And number one reason actually why people in marriage and couples in relationship have issues is finances. And I was in shock when I read years ago that you know, over 60% of women will stay in a marriage only because they're afraid for their financial future, or they're dependent, or they don't have enough. So it's very difficult to make that step if you are, it doesn't have to be, like you said, abusive relationship, but you just feel there is more, like you don't want to be that in that relationship. So if women have this fear, if they maybe don't feel they achieved enough, if they don't have business, they want to start, you know, it's a lot of mindset work. So I would love to know some of your tips, what they can do to start growing their abundant mindset for themselves And of course, it doesn't mean they want to leave the relationship or stay, whatever the decision is, but they have and they build this mindset and their success for themselves. What are your tips for women over there listening?
Yes, of course. That's an amazing question. And, you know, I think a lot about this as well, even though, you know, I've achieved what I think is a substantial amount of success, just because I've been able to define it in various ways. It's not just, you know, monetary value that, you know, that you could define as success. And the more you have, the more successful you are. It's just, you know, you being able to feel a sense of maybe freedom, love, compassion, you know, empathy. You know, there are so many really high energy, high vibe words and meanings that you really want to start to feel peace, you know, serenity, and just, you know, you being able to feel accepted, within your own body and your own skin. And I think that that's a certain level of emotional wealth, right? And mental wealth. So I think the tips that I would definitely share, because again, this is an ever evolving journey. It's, you know, it's the life journey that we're on. And so I start by just really accepting where I am right now and just being grateful for what I do have. So it could be very little, as water, clean drinking water is something that I'm really, really grateful for. I can imagine my life without clean water. And so, you know, the air that we breathe, we don't see it, but we know that it's there, and we're so dependent on that, you know, and we know that it's there every single time that we take our breaths, and we don't even have to think about it. So we could even look at our bodies and say, wow, like what a powerhouse, right? It keeps me away from, you know, like there's certain, you know, aspects of yourself. I know there's little hairs are on your skin that will protect you from, you know, certain bacteria from getting into your body. You know, just the really small things. Like we could go as small as we really want. And in order to find things that we're really thankful for. And so I would start there. And then I would start to, you know, create a dialogue for the things that you know, that you have, that you're grateful for. So it's really important to, take a look around and know what you do have right now that you are thankful for. It's different from just being thankful out of, you know, just, you know, being alive and maybe wanting something else, but it's really, it's a different sort of energy when you have the thing that you've always wanted in front of you and you finally have it and you're grateful for it. Right. And going back to the dialogue, I would definitely go into journaling, and I've journaled a lot, and, it's really one thing to journal like the things that you're grateful for, but it's also interesting when you are looking to just unpack, you know, the sort of ideas that are in your mind when you are thinking of, you know, leaving a relationship or branching off into business. What are the skill sets that you've learned all the way from back in high school, right? Let's really look at your timeline in terms of, you know, your lifelong timeline and what you've done, the types of skills that you have acquired that could potentially move you forward and progress you into something that is either service-based or product-based, right? It may be really too much to handle, but I think for the most part, I think most of us by this age, if you're maybe in your mid-20s onward, even into like mid-40s, and you're thinking about leaving a relationship, but you really want to be stable in your business, in your career, start to connect with other women as well. You know, it's really interesting that you in Nevena are speaking to me. I'm in Canada, you're in Dubai. And, you know, we're connecting virtually now versus, you know, we may not have even been able to connect face to face if I stayed in, you know, my little circle in Canada and you stayed in your little circle in Dubai. So it's very amazing that we can use just technology and how technology has advanced to connect with like-minded women. So that's where I would start.
Yeah. And I think I always start with all clients, everyone I meet, with gratitude. It's such a simple exercise, but it really shifts our emotion, shifts our vibration. So we invite everyone to join us in writing your gratitude journal every morning. So Tanika, tell me, what is one last advice you would like to give mothers out there who are maybe going through a similar thing you've been, or just keeping, you know, keeping your emotions, keeping yourself in balance, feeling good about yourself as a mother, feeling good about yourself as a woman. What is some advice that you would give to everyone listening?
Of course, yeah. Especially as a mom, you know, in business, you know, there could be so many things that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, especially with those of us who are stay-at-home moms and then, you know, work from home moms as well. And then wanting to start a new venture, a new business, and then, you know, sustain that sort of security. So, you know, it's just really, it would be a great idea to really find out what it is that you want, you know, try to be as clear as possible in how you want to feel. And, you know, it's through how you want to feel that you're going to be able to provide so much more. And before, this is what I do every single day before I touch my phone, is I take just a couple of seconds to myself, you know, and all of us really just feel guilty. Maybe, you know, mothers feel guilty about this. And it's really crucial to do this, because if you don't, then you're more susceptible to burning out and overwhelm and just feeling more frustrated the more and more day goes on. So it's really important to take some time out whenever you are feeling, you know, a bit of, you know, anxiety or overwhelm, to say, you know what, I'm not feeling that great. Maybe I do need to take a nap, or maybe I need to, you know, just put myself in a quiet room, just to give myself that space and that time to really process what the emotion is. So I think that's the main tip that I would give to moms, is that, you know, I know that it's that life is really hard and it gets really tough and it gets difficult, and we do get those, you know, moments where we just cannot take it anymore. But if you can do your best to quiet the space around you, you just, you know, speak to your children. Hopefully they're toddlers at this point, and they know how to, you know, speak in their like indoor voice, and you know, allow mommy to just, you know, take a couple of minutes to regather her thoughts, to regather her energy, recalibrate. And I think that would really set you up for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I love the advice. Thank you so much. So tell us now, as we're wrapping this episode, you have some amazing courses, you do some amazing programs. Tell us just a little bit more, how can people reach out to you? We will make sure we put the description and links in the description of this episode. So make sure to connect with Tanika and reach out to her so she can help you in her area of expertise. So Tanika, tell us a little bit more about your programs. Who is there looking for you? Who are the people that you can help?
Of course. Thank you so much for the intro, Navena. And just what I do. Yeah. So I am a mindset and business coach. So I talk a lot about abundance. So that's pretty much when I say business, it really is abundance, because there is plenty of business and just opportunities and abundance for everybody. You know, abundance is ever flowing. And so the women that come to me and connect with me the most are, of course, the mamas and the mompreneurs. So the mompreneurs of the world, really. And I've connected with my, you know, small community here in Toronto, Canada. However, I am looking to connect with just about anyone who has internet connection and has Zoom, is familiar with Zoom virtual meetings. And if you are feeling any sorts of burnout, anxiety, overwhelm, and, you know, you have self-doubt, you know, or you just want to have a conversation where you're not going to be judged. This is a non-biased, everly safe environment to talk to someone who is certified. So that's what I really wanted to share with you, is that if you are feeling as though you just need to speak to somebody that is, you know, that could relate to your particular unique experience as a mom, as someone who's just starting off in business, or is going through a breakthrough, a divorce, you know, I'm here to definitely give you that extra support that you need. And so you can find me also on Instagram. So my Instagram is the Tanika Francis. And just to talk a little bit about the programs and what I'm offering right now is a courtesy session. So the program is an abundance accelerator. So, you know, we work one-on-one every single week to get you to achieving your next goal, whether that be in lifestyle or in business. And that's obviously abundance. And so it's an abundance accelerator where you're going to be just immersed in the abundance mindset frame of thinking. And we look at thought patterns. We look at, you know, poor habits that you might want to reverse engineer, you know, and just day-to-day routines that are going to help you get closer and closer to your goal. And what I'm offering right now is a free session. So it's a free breakthrough session for those of you who are interested. It's between half an hour to 45 minutes. And if you are interested, definitely reach out to me on Instagram. That's where I'm at primarily. And I cannot wait to hear from you.
Yeah, lovely. So there's a link here in the description. So make sure to connect and reach out to Tanika. Thank you, Tanika, for really sharing your story with us, getting personal, and also giving all this amazing advice and tips to everyone listening.
Thank you so much, Lavenna. I love our chats and I cannot wait to have more with you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe, download this episode, share with others so they can benefit as well. And I will see you in the next episode.